Good evening. Rav Yehuda Leib Maimon, the famous machaber and editor of Sfarim in Eretz Yisrael, Chaver Knesset, I think. He signed on the Declaration of Independence. So he writes in his Sefer Sari Hameya, which is a collection of all of his thoughts and stories and maislach that he heard. So he writes in the Chela Gimel the following story about Rav David Segel, the author of the Taz, the Torah Zahav. And he was notes that the Taz, Rav David Segel, was very close with his teacher, Rav Yoel Sirkis, the author of the Bach, the Bais Chadash. And the Taz entered the yeshiva of the Bach before he was bar mitzvah, a very, very young man, and it was very, very brilliant. And on Shabbos, the Bach, who took a liking to his young student, invited the Taz over to his house, many Shabbosim, to come and to partake of the Shabbos meals together with his Rebbe. And the Bach had a daughter, whose name is Rivka. And Rivka was very beautiful, as was recorded, and she was also very brilliant. She had tremendous bekiyas, expertise in Tanakh, and she was known to know Tanakh backwards and forwards. And her father was very proud of her expertise. So one time during the Shabbos meal, Rav David, the Taz, turned to his Rebbe, the Bach, and he asked him a question based on a Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, "Bizdamna lo besocha shita teva bas eser osio supacho, so yoseh." Let's say you have a word in the Torah, you're writing a Sefer Torah, and it has 10 letters, maybe less, maybe more than 10 letters, and you get to a space at the end of the edge of the line of the Sefer Torah where you can't fit it in. There's not enough space to put in those 10 letters. So there's two options, says the Rambam. Kedei lichtov es kula besocha daf. Im yacho lichtov chatsia besocha daf, v'chatsia chutz ladaf, kosev. If you can fit half of the letters, five of the letters inside the line, and the other five of the letters will go outside the line, then that's fine. But if the majority of the letters are going to go outside the line, the margin of the Torah, then it's not okay. And if you can't fit it in that space at the end of the line, v'imlav maniach hamakom panoi, leave a blank space there, and simply go to the next line, u'maschil b'tchilas hashita, and begin that longer word at the beginning of the next line. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah. So the Taz asks his Rebbe the Bach, then the Torah we only find 9-letter words. He says there are no 10-letter words in the Torah. We find, for example, in Bereishis in Perek Ches, L'mishpachoseihem, which is Chaser minus the Vav, it's 10 letters. Or we have later, L'yishma'elim, when they sold Yosef, that's in Bereishis as well. So they sold him to the Yishma'elim, that's also 9 letters. But where do we find a 10-letter word in the Torah that the Rambam could be referring to when he gives this example of 10 letters? Now this was asked earlier by the Bach, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in the last essay in the Emes Yaakov after Parshas Zos HaBracha, he has a discussion about this. We're not going to go with his Mahalach right now. So the Bach said to his Talmud, let's call in Rivka, my daughter, and let's see how she would like to explain this. Let's ask her. So the Taz repeated the question to his daughter Rivka, and he asked if she knew of any 10-letter word in the Torah. So Rivka became embarrassed being put on the spot. In her humility, she said that the Torah does have no 10-letter word. There is no 10-letter word in the Torah. But then she notes that perhaps in the Navi, the says in Sefer Yehoshua, L'mishpachoseihem, the same word in the Torah, and it's Malay, it does have a Vav in L'mishpachoseihem, and maybe the Rambam's referring to that. But that doesn't seem to be logical because it's Navi, and it's not regarding the Torah itself. There's other 10-letter words. In Yecheskel, it says Uchsufa Sahon, but that's in Aramaic. Again, it says Uchalilo Seichem, that's also another place in Yecheskel. But those are places in Navi. They are not in Chumash. So the Rambam's talking about Ksiva Sefer Torah, and this wouldn't work for Navi. So she thought some more, and then she suggested the following answer. The halacha that the Rambam was referring to would also apply to writing a Megillah, because the halachas of writing a Megillah are the same when it comes to writing a Torah. And therefore she noted that the end of Megillas Esther in Perek Tes, we have the word V'achashdar Panim, which is 10 letters. And therefore, Rivka, the daughter of the Bach, suggested that maybe that's what the Rambam was referring to. He chose a letter from Megillas Esther, because that would have also worked regarding the halachas of writing the Torah, and the word v'achashdar panim contains 10 letters. The Bach was very proud of his daughter. He stood up and he kissed her on the head, and he said, "You are as wise and as beautiful as the moon, as the Levana." So soon after this conversation took place, after Rivka had left the room, so the Taz turned to his Rebbe, the young Rav David turned to his Rebbe, and said that it appeared to him that perhaps it's time to be Mekadesh the Levana. And because he referred to his daughter as Levana, the moon, and he suggested a shidduch between himself and the daughter of the Bach, and he proposed to marry the daughter of his Rebbe. The Bach smiled, and soon afterwards he married off his beloved daughter to his most prized student, and the Taz became the son-in-law of the Bach. That is the story that's brought down by Rabbi Yehuda Leib Maimon. But in truth, the problem with the story is there is a 10-letter word in the Torah that appears one time, as in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera. It says in Shmos Perek Zayin Pasuk Chav Ches, Ubimish Arosecha, and the kneading bowls of the Mitzvim, the frogs came out of the kneading bowls. And the word Ubimish Arosecha does contain 10 letters regarding the frogs. So we have a problem with the story. So it could be that the story of the Taz, the question was about the word that's more than 10 letters, right? Because what did the Rambam say? He says, Teva bas eser osios opachos oyoser, or more. So maybe they were asking about, is there a word that has more than 10? But then if that's the case, we have a problem, because then Vachashtar Panim wouldn't answer the question according to that as well. And if the Rambam had in mind a word in Megillah Sester, then why didn't he write that he was dealing with an 11-letter word, if that's what he was referring to as well? And if he was dealing with a 10-letter word, like Ubimishar Osecha, like in this week's Parsha, then what does it mean, what does the Rambam gain from writing Teva Bas Eser Osios Opachos Oyoser? Meaning, why does the Rambam leave it vague? If you have a word that's like 10 letters, a little bit more, a little less. Well, if it's more, then why just not write that it's 11 letters?
Well, what do you? It's 5 and 5.
5 and 5. Because he wanted to go to be half. He wanted to teach that it was half.
The halacha, yeah. The,
specifically, I hear. But then why write Oyoser?
Because if it's,
I hear. So the Rambam is difficult. Or Oyoser clearly means an 11-letter word. So why did the Rambam write it clearly? So there's a big tsarachian on this Rambam, because it's unclear what exactly the Rambam is referring to and what exactly he's trying to get out of it. There is a tshuva from Rav Zechariah Yeshayu Yolis, who is a Rav in Poland, in his Sefer Zecher Yeshayahu in Chelek Beis and Simen Chav Ches, where he has a discussion, a very striking tshuva about mistakes, about Gedolim who made mistakes in their writing. And he wants to use this as a raya that the Rambam made a mistake, that the people make mistakes. And he wants to use this Rambam as a raya that people make mistakes. And the Rambam said there's a 10-letter word, and there's no 10-letter word, but we see it's not true because of Mishar Osecha in this week's Parsha. So, whatever it may be, I just want to bring out two ideas from the story of the Bach and the Taz and this Rambam. The first is that Baruch Hashem, are sitting here with people who are beyond Shidduchim and people who are not quite yet at Shidduchim, but in due time. And therefore, but maybe we're not in that parsha yet, but we do know people, and we try to make shidduchim, and therefore I think we can draw a lesson from the story of the Bach and the Taz. And the first lesson is that when it comes to a shidduch, we see what the Taz saw that he was so struck by. And in this aspect, he was struck by her brilliance. Does that mean that the Taz was looking for a chavrusa? Often Rav Pam, in his famous Chai Sara Shmuzin, he would give about shidduchim and dating, in Torah Vedas, he would say that you're looking for a spouse. You're not looking for a chavrusa. You know, you're the person you marry doesn't have to be holding in Shas and Poskim. You're looking to have a house of Shalom Bayis, not a Beis Medrash. But that's not the point. What we see is that the Taz saw someone that he could respect intellectually. He saw Bina and Das. He saw someone that he could respect as a person and respect as another human being. That spoke to him personally, and that's something that he valued, and therefore he valued the person in front of him because this person had something that offered intellectually to him, and that spoke to him that he could respect such a person for that individual's Bina and Das. And that's important when it comes to a shidduch, that you should respect the person and be machshav them, and you should feel that you can talk with the person and relate to them in some level. And for the Taz, a genius, this is something that spoke to him at his level, and that's important for shidduchim in general. And that's point number one. Point number two, we have an interesting idea here about the longest word in the Torah. So I figured while we're here, we'll throw out the rest of the Mar Makomos about the longest and the shortest in the Torah and Tanakh. So we'll perhaps know for good Mar Makomos. We know the biggest parsha in the Torah is Parshas Naso, 176 psukim. The shortest is Parshas Vayelech with 30 psukim. The word with the largest gematria in the Torah is in Bamidbar Perek Tazayim Pasuk Yud Gimel, Tishtarer. Tishtarer has a value of 1500. And the word with the smallest gematria is Av, Av is only three, Gimel, and that appears in Bereishis Yud Zayin Hey. The pasuk with the largest gematria in the Torah is Dvarim Chaf Beis Chaf Dalad. That is a gematria of 10,355. The smallest is in Bamidbar Chav Vav Ches, which equals 229. The largest parak in Tanakh is Tehillim Kuf Yates, which has an 8x acrostic, as many of us are familiar with, which is 176 psukim. The smallest we also say in Hal and Kuf Yud Zayin, which has two psukim as well. The longest pasuk in Tanakh is in Megillas Esther and Paraches Pasuk Tes, which has 43 words. And the shortest pasuk in Tanakh appears multiple times in Divrei Hayamim, where there are three-word psukim in a number of cases. The opening line of Divrei Hayamim contains three words, for example. The largest book in Tanakh is obviously Tehillim, with 150 chapters, and most psukim, 2,527, and the smallest is Ovadia, which is one parak with 21 psukim. The largest parsha, based on words, would obviously be also Parshas Nasa, 2,204 words, and the smallest is Vizos HaBracha, with 512 words. The longest parsha, based on letters, is Nasa, 8,632, and the smallest, again, is Vizos HaBracha, 1,989. So now we have a list of the largest and the smallest. We have two lessons from the story of the Bach and the Taz, and also we know that the biggest word in the Torah appears in this week's Parsha.